The New Science of Physical Health.
In today's episode, we are going to examine a disease that does not seem like it is a big deal. It is called a transient ischemic attack and is sometimes referred to as a mini stroke or a warning stroke. It is a medical condition that shares some similarities with a stroke but has one key difference. You are going to find out what that difference is and why the application of the word mini is so misleading. Today's episode will begin shortly, and you will hear the voice of the creator and host, Shane Stubbs.
So everybody, we're back to examining another news article that's just landed on my desk very recently. Here it is. A mini stroke is a big deal, despite the name. That's pretty well written, I think. A mini stroke, suggesting it's only small, is a big deal. A mini stroke has this medical name that you may or may not have heard of. It's capital T-I-A, and this is what the subtitle of this article by Marlene Simmons in a Your Health magazine talks about. This is what the title is, the subtitle. The effects of a TIA may be temporary, but the implications are often serious. It's got this beautiful picture of a guy, probably in his late 40s, with an x-ray, if you like, into his brain, where you can see a stroke happening and then down also into the heart. And a TIA stands for a trans ischemic attack. A TIA in medical terms is where a stroke, a blockage to the blood vessel of the neck in the brain, it's a brief blockage to the blood that goes to the brain. So it's not a major stroke because the blockage doesn't stay there. So sometimes a TIA, a trans ischemic attack, a mini stroke, symptoms are a drooping face, slurred speech, or arm and leg weakness. Now, I'm going to get into the risk factors in just a little minute. I want to talk about it in a little bit more detail. And I've got a link to the New Science of Physical Health about this article. So here's a bit of description of the article. Late on the afternoon, this is the opening, on the afternoon of March 19th, 2015, a lady called Dawn Turney sat down with her smartphone for a video chat with a toddler niece, Naomi. Suddenly, the child said, "Titi," Naomi's name for her, "why are you making funny faces at me?" Naomi's mother, a physician assistant, doctor's assistant, grabbed the phone, took one look at her sister's drooping face and told her to call an ambulance. But Turney stalled. She didn't do it straight away. Eventually, she agreed to go to an urgent care clinic where she was wrongly diagnosed with something called Bell's palsy, a neurological disorder. Turnage's sister wouldn't relent, and she persuaded someone at an urgent care to call an ambulance. So these doctors then ran a whole bunch of tests, and an MRI concluded that Turnage, then only 45 years of age, had experienced a trans ischemic attack, a TIO, or what we've already delineated here is a mini stroke due to a short-term blood blockage to the brain that typically resolves itself within 24 hours. So here's the whole point of the article. There's a lot of interesting stuff about the from this article. And you can go and read that online and just type in the title of the article, and you can go and read the rest of it online. Because there's a whole lot that I want to link to the New Science of Physical Health, but here's the basics of it. The trans ischemic attack, when if you ever first have never heard of it, and this lady was only 40, there's a picture of her here, she was only 45 years of age when she experienced this trans ischemic attack, way before an age where she would have thought that she was old enough. But here's the key point. So many people think that when they have a mini stroke, that, well, if it's only a blood blockage for up to 24 hours, it's a mini one, and then things return to normal, meaning you can speak properly, your face is not drooping, you're not feeling a whole lot of other symptoms, which I'll get to in just a minute. If you're not feeling those, then everything must be back to normal and I'll just keep marching on. But that's not what the title of this alludes to. It says, A mini stroke is a big deal. Then what happens is the rest, this is where I take a little bit of a diversion away from what the article's recommending. So this article's going into what are the symptoms of a TIA, what are the symptoms of a mini stroke, and then it goes into what is goes through the symptoms, and then it goes into what are the first lines of defense in the article, and then it goes into evaluating your risk. I'm not going to go into all of it, but it says the first line of defense. Usually the first test given to determine a TIA, mini stroke, or a CT scan or an MRI of the brain of blood vessels to look for brain damage, because that's what it can do. It can cause permanent brain damage, and it can turn into a full-blown stroke. I'll get to that in a minute. An MRI is especially important as it can show damage to small that's too small to appear on a CT scan. The expert doctors say sometimes a doctor will also perform an echocardiogram to look for abnormalities of the heart and blood vessels that might account for symptoms. Now, there's another lady in this article. Her name is Lisa Wolf. She's 64, so a little bit older, and she also experienced a TIA back in Thanksgiving of 2003, Thanksgiving in America. It's an American article, even though I'm here in Australia, with symptoms that include sudden flashing, visual disturbances, left side weakness, and a significant speech difficulty, she recalls. I remember feeling frustrated at not being able to communicate. But, like the first lady in this article, the symptoms resolved, so the neurologist who examined Wolf at the hospital diagnosed a TIA, but the doctor wanted to know what had caused it. So they went into the whole thing about the prevention thing, what this article says is prevention. But in reality, it's not prevention. Here's where I take the diversion. Prevention isn't going ahead and looking at what caused it and the diagnosis of it. What that is treatment. So the way this article is written, or it says, it's got in big, bold text here, all in capital letters, first line of defense, that's nowhere near the first line of defense, because it's allowing someone to get diagnosed that they've had a transischemic attack, a mini stroke, and then get treated with medication. The new science of physical health, this genre of education I've created here in the podcast, and you're going to hear more about what else we're bringing in 2024, the podcast is now listened to in 97 countries and thousands of cities across the world. The genre of education I've created is the first line of defense, because the education is going to give you clinically validated steps that you can take to be able to never put yourself in a position where you're at high clinical risk from a transischemic attack. See, the last part of this article says evaluate your risk. The diagnosis of a TIA, mini stroke, is largely based on the symptoms and exam. Many doctors often make this diagnosis even if the tests are normal. Says Dr. Tracy Marsden, a medical director and associate professor of emergency medicine and epidemiology at Brand University. If someone's symptoms are consistent with TIA, we don't find an alternative cause. We treat it as TIA. You still need to assess your risk to prevent a future stroke. To assess your overall risk, your doctor likely will look at factors including high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, especially atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heartbeat, high cholesterol, obesity, and also something to do with the red blood cells. So here's the interesting thing. They're saying in this article, this is what I find fascinating. They're saying in this article, evaluate your risk by going to your doctor and getting to get a screening for what your risks are of all of those medical conditions that I just went through. Blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, atrial fibrillation, and high cholesterol and obesity. But once again, the doctor's looking at screening you and telling you where you are on the continuum for each of those factors. And then the doctor's solution will be a medical intervention, which will be a drug intervention if there's a problem in those areas, because that's all doctors can do. It says here, each year, more than 795,000 Americans have a stroke, which is the leading cause of death in the United States of America. It's a catastrophic cardiovascular event. It says here, women have a higher risk than men of a trans ischemic stroke or a mini stroke, which leads into a full blown stroke. So what people are looking at here, when I say people, this article's looking at as a, for the trans ischemic attack, this mini stroke is where you've got this temporary disruption of blood flow to part of the brain, which results in a stroke-like symptom, but there's no long-lasting damage to the brain tissue. So it's like you almost avoided, you had a mini accident, you didn't have a major car accident. The main causes of a TIA are similar to a full-blown stroke, usually related to problems with blood flow to the brain, almost always. The most common causes of a TIA, let's get into that really quickly. This thing that I've mentioned in previous episodes that you may never have heard of, atherosclerosis. Here's a brief definition, not going deep on this. This is a buildup of fatty deposits, plaque, like plaque on your teeth, in your arteries, in your blood vessels that can narrow the or block the blood vessels. Plaque in the carotid arteries, that's arteries in the neck that supply blood to the brain, is the common cause, the most common cause of a trans ischemic attack, a mini stroke. An embolism occurs when a blood clot or other debris travels from one part of the body to the brain, blocking that blood vessel to the brain. These clots can originate in various forms and sources, including from the heart and blood vessels. More about embolisms later on, because that can be related to what you can actually do to prevent this from happening and what most people don't do. Cardiovascular conditions, conditions such as atrial fibrillation and irregular heartbeat, can increase the risk of blood clots forming in the heart that may then travel to the brain and cause a TIA, mini stroke, trans ischemic attack. High blood pressure, hypertension can damage the blood vessels and increase the risk of clots and other problems that can lead to a TIA. Diabetes, risk factor for atherosclerosis, can affect the blood vessels, increasing the likelihood of a TIA. Smoking, significant risk factor. Smoking increases the viscosity of your blood, which accelerates atherosclerosis and blood clots. That's an easy way to say it. High cholesterol, elevated levels of cholesterol can lead to atherosclerosis and the risk of TIA. The reason I found this article fascinating is because of what I've already mentioned. The article doesn't talk about preventing, and it doesn't talk about evaluating your risk in a way which can drive away the complications of you or people you care about getting a TIA long before they happen. What the article's really talking about is go to your doctor, get treated by your doctor. I am here to tell you, without any shred of doubt from medical evidence, not me just as a teacher, a health and physical education teacher for the last 38 years, coming soon up on 39, I'm gonna be 40 years before I know it, that I have decided to create the series of articles that I'm going through right now in this series is to take articles that are out there in the public that other people have written that are to do with health and some other ones that I'm creating myself. And I'm going to show you the link that they have to the title of something new that I've got coming in early 2024. So if you're listening to this now, recently here in late 2023, the last part of 2023, this tool, I guess platform is a better way to say it, that I have developed and are releasing in early 2024 is called The Perfect Health Lesson. Now, you're going to hear a lot about The Perfect Health Lesson over the next 3 months. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to hear about a lot about it on a regular basis. I'm going to show you a link to The Perfect Health Lesson and trans ischemic attacks, mini stroke. So early in 2024, I'm releasing a brand new platform with brand new technology. So here's the full title of it. The Perfect Health Lesson. One framework reveals new medical science to live longer. Now, if you want to see what the framework looks like right now, the diagram, this one lesson without an explanation of, if a full explanation of it just yet, that comes to at the end of this year. If you want to see what the full diagram looks like right now, then you can go to the website link in the show notes. It's called outsmartone.com/perfect health. Outsmart, number one, as in the numeral, .com/perfect health. The link is in the show notes. The opening page of The Perfect Health Lesson, One Framework Reveals New Medical Science to Live Longer. The opening page has five lines. This is what it says. It's written by me. After teaching health and physical education for 38 years, I wondered why most young learners still grow up and become adults who develop excess weight, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and the cluster of conditions called metabolic disease. When I turned 57 years old, I'd finally perfected one learning framework that would decrease this from happening with big time results. Now, the perfect health lesson will include a full color workbook. I'm really excited about where the development of that is up to. It looks fabulous. A validated, clinically validated health technology that allows you to track disease risk in real time, fully automated. You just have the technology, the software just allows you to track your clinical complication risk or from disease in real time. It's so easy, and I'm using it today. It is unbelievable. There'll be a corporate wellness program, an online platform called the Outsmart Classroom, a private coaching program for those who want access to me and the Perfect Health Lesson, plus an audio mini-series. Now, you can go to the Prelude website right now. So that one I just mentioned, the link is in the show notes. If you don't want to remember it, outsmart1.com/perfect health, the numeral one, not the word one. So before, this is what I've got that you'll find when you get to the Prelude website. Here's a little bit about it. Before using the Perfect Health Lesson, most people have this situation. High risk of disease. Most adults have high risk of complications from excess weight, catastrophic heart attacks, diabetes, metabolic disease, all from age 25 onwards. Not 55, not 65, 25. They have a low understanding of why most adults leave school with a very limited understanding on how and when these diseases begin in their lifetime. That puts them at risk. Before using the Perfect Health Lesson, most people have a lack of a guarantee to stay classified as medically healthy. These same people have never found a blueprint or a set of frameworks that can guarantee them to become classified as medically healthy in the long term. They also have no access to what I call just-in-time feedback. The biggest challenge people face is not having access to clinically validated health technology that provides real-time feedback each day, just at a glance, to show your current health status. Then they ask, what specifically do I need to do to improve it tomorrow? That's what most people are in a situation of. The last thing that position most people are in before they use the Perfect Health Lesson is a risk of a sudden catastrophic health event. Millions and millions and millions of people who listen all over the world to this program, we have people from 97 countries, suffer every year from what they think is a sudden heart attack, stroke, or similar catastrophic cardiovascular event. The conditions inside your body have almost always been developing for years silently. The problem is often life-threatening. Now, here's what I've written after people use the Perfect Health Lesson. A guaranteed 30 to 54% reduction, guaranteed. Reduction in complications from, so between 30 and 54% from the big four that I've already mentioned, sickness, disease, and premature death. But here are the big four again: excess weight, obesity, that's one, catastrophic cardiovascular events, that's two, diabetes, that's three, and the cluster of conditions called metabolic disease, that's four. Somewhere between a 30 to 54% reduction after using the Perfect Health Lesson for 90 days. Deep engagement with access to our AI plus real health teacher technology, we develop deep one-to-one lessons about your personal health outcomes after using the Perfect Health Lesson. You also get a one-to-one teacher. Each user will have the chance to ask questions from a specific list of health topics and get one-to-one answers to any personal questions they need to know in real time. This technology that I've helped put together with my team, my support team, this AI plus real health teaching technology, I'm so excited about it. More about that when you get to the Prelude website. And the final thing is, those people, after you start using the Perfect Health Lesson, you get real-time feedback about health changes inside your body. Each user will have the ability to track their daily heart rate pattern and have it automatically converted into health adaptations. Know if the structure and function of your heart, blood vessels, lungs, cell integrity, and organelles are actually improving each day. Those two ladies that I read about at the start of this article, that I'm reading about the article that we looked at, mini strokes are a big deal, trans ischemic attacks. Those two ladies had no capacity to get real-time feedback before their trans ischemic attacks happened. So I created this one framework, this one diagram, this one-hour lesson, simple, that breaks down all of the complexity of what happens inside their bodies that would have, had they had the Perfect Health Lesson, they would have been able to drive down their clinical risk of complications from a trans ischemic attack ever happening. And all they would have needed to do was to take this one diagram and the 1 hour lesson that surrounds it and then walk away and start using it immediately. Like, you can take the 1 hour lesson and start using it immediately, and over a 90 day period, make a dramatic improvement at decreasing your clinical complications and risks from a trans ischemic attack. That's one of the reasons I created the Perfect Health Lesson. I'm so, so excited about its release. It's my recommendation. Go to the link in the show notes and have a look at the Prelude website. You're going to hear a lot more about the Perfect Health Lesson. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I'm working flat out on that one. It is my pet hobby, pet project. The visuals are stunning. The health technology that comes with it is stunning. The program, the personal coaching programs that you can have, all of it has been built so that we can reveal new medical science to help people to live longer through the new science of physical health. Thanks, everybody. Can't wait for the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode from the New Science of Physical Health. We hope you have enjoyed it. As mentioned by our host, Shane Stubbs, early 2024 sees the launch of a brand new project called the Perfect Health Lesson, where one framework reveals new medical science to live longer. We have created a pre-launch website that you can access right now. Please visit the link in today's show notes to get a look at what is coming to 97 countries and over 1,500 cities in early 2024.